It's June 10th, and the topic this month is love.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I behold you through the eyes of love, you radiant beings, you gods and goddesses. You've been hearing me say that for the longest time. Has it sunken into you when I say I behold you through the eyes of love? What does that mean? I behold you through the eyes of love. This month we're talking about love. So let's discuss this, holding somebody through the eyes of love. Remember, you're never seeing with your eyes. You're seeing with your mind. Your mind is a filter, your eyes. For your eyes, whatever you put there, in back of your eye, when you're looking through it. So if I put love there, when I look out, I see love. If I put fear there, I look out, I see fear. If I look out and think somebody is ugly, you see, they're going to be ugly because I put that filter in. That's what filter you're putting into your mind, you see. The world is the way it is because of the way you are and because of the way you are seeing things. When the world changes, when you're able to take those filters off, the same way when I take my glasses off. Now I don't see clearly, but if I put them on, I had a client who had a very difficult time liking people, seeing people, and loving herself. And I suggested to her that every morning she picks up her love glasses, and she puts her love glasses on, so that you're seeing through love. What are those filters? They're your attitudes, they're your beliefs, they're your viewpoints, they're your opinions. This is how you see life, with these things, you see. And you have the ability to change your viewpoints, your opinions, your attitudes, your beliefs. You can change those. When you change those things, you see the world differently, and you see people differently. So that expression, I behold you through the eyes of love, I have to put my love glasses on. I have to be looking through a filter of love and to be able to see you then and hold you in that love. And this is what you do with your life and with the people in your life and the world itself. How are you looking at the world? If you think the world is filled with lack and limitation, that's a filter that you have put on your mind, so you will only see lack and limitation. If you replace that filter with prosperity and abundance, then you will see prosperity and abundance. It's done with your mind. Remember, this is called science of mind. And it's learning to change our mind. And when we say change our minds, here again, it's changing those attitudes, those opinions, those viewpoints, and those beliefs, to bring them in to a reality that you want, you see. You're the one that's causing what you're seeing out there, because you see with your mind, not with your eyes. So if you're holding something against somebody, you're never going to like that person. Now, Jesus, what did he say about that? When he said, learn to love your enemy. See, if you love your enemy, they are no longer your enemy. They have changed. It's the same person, but you no longer see them as an enemy because you've seen them with love. When you see things with love, it completely changes. And that's what we're learning to do. We're learning to see everything through the eyes of love. We're learning to see everything in front of us in an attitude of love. And saying, oh, that's disgusting. Oh, that's this. Oh, that's that. You see, whenever we start to qualify anything, it becomes what we're qualifying. It becomes what we're saying. That person's ugly. That person has no charm. That person has whatever. Or that's an ugly thing. This is horrible. This is awful. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever. That's done with your mind. There's nothing to do with what you're seeing on the outside. Now it becomes that because of your mind. But you can change it, you see. You can change it. The world would like you to tell you that that the whole idea is to learn to tolerate things. We are not, this teaching does not tolerate. It's not about learning to tolerate something. If you tolerate something, you still have not loved it. You're just tolerating it. This teaching is to teach you to love. And again, we always start with ourselves. It's inside of us. And we must learn to love ourselves. With that done, would you read that card and pass it on?
I am mindful.
I am mindful.
And I am mindful. What does this mean? Well, I lifted this from a Buddhist. The Buddhists teach mindfulness, meaning what is going on inside of your mind? What are you minding? You must see and feel what's going on inside of there. It's becoming a witness to your thinking. It's becoming mindful of what's going on. Most people are not mindful of what's going on inside of their thinking. So if you are not seeing things through the eyes of love, it's because you're not mindful of what's going on inside of your mind. If you're seeing the world ugly and mean and hateful, and all the other things that some people think that the world is, that's because it's in your mind, not because the world is that at all. But it will prove itself to be that because it's in your mind. Does this make sense to you? It's always going to be your mind. It's a mental world we live in. It's always going to boil down to your mind. And this big topic that I picked for the month of love, it's an enormous thing. And yet it isn't an enormous thing. We have made it into everything, but what it really, truly is. And I had another client this week, and I was telling him, there are only, as I have told you people many times, there's only ever one problem, it's a God problem. And there's only ever one answer, and it's always going to be love. See, that's how simple life is, if you make it simple. The world likes to make it so complex and get it all out of control. It's this, it's that, and make all these different scenarios when it only boils down to always it's a God problem, and the answer is always going to be love. I don't care if it's your finances, your love affair, your job, whatever it is, your relationship. You've got to look and say, am I loving it enough? And am I loving myself enough? Because love is always going to be the answer. We talk about the truth, and we talk about reality, and we say that the reality that we're seeing here is not the true reality, that we are looking at an illusion. So what is the true? What is the true reality? Well, we say the true reality is God. Well, God is love. So the true reality is always going to be love. And if you take everything off that you're seeing on the surface, it always has to, at the bottom of everything, has to be love. So when you're thinking about something, a problem or something, just keep peeling it away like an onion, and keep peeling it away, and you will finally come up with love. You see, because it's always, you don't have to spend 20 years and thousands of dollars trying to find out the answer. The answer is always going to be love. Always. And we hear many things about love, about exactly what love is and this, that, and the other thing. I think everyone has a different opinion of what love is. I don't know how many people know the Corinthian, the statement in Corinthians in the Bible. Love is patient, love is this, love is that. They read it all the time at weddings and so forth. And it's from Corinthians. Well, that's all well and good if you want to do it that way. There's many things. Do you remember Scott Peck? He said, do not look for love where it is not attainable. Yet most of us are always looking for love in all the wrong places. Wasn't there a song out called Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places? Now, where are you going to look for love? Aha! You already know that, don't you? You're going to find it inside of you. And this is where you look. But most people are looking outside of themselves for love. I told you last week, I believe that for centuries, people believed that mankind, their biggest thing was to find love. They wanted to be loved. And that was what motivated, they thought, all humans. The idea that they wanted to be loved. But they're changing their idea about that, and they're realizing now that the whole idea of a human being is learning to love and learning to love oneself. Not trying to bring love into you, but trying to take the love that is inside of you and take it outside where everyone can see it and where you can share it. And we have this with so many people, especially in relationships and so forth. They want to fall in love because they want that person to fill them with love. To fill them with love. You can't fill anybody with love. You cannot do that. The person has all the love that they need. They must find that inside of them and use it. Relationships that are looking for that are needy relationships. They're codependent relationships, and they usually, if they work, they don't work very well, or the people involved in them are not very happy in the relationship. Because if you have a black hole and the other person has a black hole, and you think you're going to fill those black holes, you can't. Another person cannot fill you up. Only you can fill yourself up. And I'm not putting down relationships. I think it's wonderful. I think everyone should have a relationship. And we certainly do like that idea that somebody is loving us. But it will not work and it does not count unless you learn to love yourself. You see, you cannot give something that you do not have. You cannot give something you do not have. So you must sit down and absolutely love yourself. You see? Always on the inside of life. Always this inside thing. And then you learn to love everything that's put in front of you. Remember, we had that affirmation months and months ago. Thank you for everything. I have no complaint whatsoever. Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Don't complain. You see, if you start to complain, that means that you're not loving everything. You're certainly not loving yourself, and you're not loving your surroundings if you start to complain about them. I told you the story about Dr. Bitzer, that 700-year-old man that had the Hollywood Church of Religious Science. And he said to me, he said, I do not make things, I do not make the best of things. I make things the best. I make things the best. Because you're a creator. We're creators, and we must take it and make it the best. We must unwrap everything until we find that presence of love that's inside of everybody. And we must learn to do that for ourselves and learn to see that for ourselves. And I think we've been handed a bill of goods and a great big hoax, because when we start to love ourselves, we get this idea that we're going to be conceited. And now somebody's going to say, who the hell do you think you are? How dare you love yourself? Yet, we all want to love somebody. We all want to love somebody. Why don't we want to love ourselves? You see, there's not one person in this room that doesn't want to love somebody. They're out there trying to find somebody. And I want, instead of knowing, I'm right here. You see, and I'm going to learn to love myself. I'm going to learn to love myself. It boils down to, you're the only person that will never leave you. You cannot leave yourself. So get very pleased with yourself. Get very happy with yourself. Learn to love yourself. And know that it is all right to do that. That it is all right to love yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. Where that got amiss, I have not the faintest idea. But we have been sold that bill of goods. We were never taught that by our parents. They may have loved us and loved us and loved us. But I remember my parents, if you got too, what they would say, cocky or ahead of yourself, they didn't like that at all. Because immediately, who do you think you are? So, who do we think we are? We have to know that we are our Father's children. That this thing that we call God, this thing we call the universe, is what we came from. And God is nothing but love. And God is that love that passeth all understanding. We cannot explain that. Our little finite mind cannot understand that. But we can certainly keep efforting towards that idea and start accepting ourselves and seeing ourselves as the wonderful, wonderful human beings that we are. Instead of putting ourselves down, you see, every time that your mind has a negative, every time that your mind tells you that you can't do something, you are not loving yourself. You are not loving yourself. So, love is always going to be the answer. It's always going to be inside of us. So learn to have a love affair with yourself. Learn to fall in love with yourself. You see? I used to go around singing, "Take good care of yourself. You belong to me. You belong to yourself. Take good care of yourself." You see? And then remember that other thing, that the highest form of worship you can give this thing called God is to love yourself. God doesn't need love. God is love. God doesn't need worship. The world thinks that God needs worship. That's a held over thing from pagans people. Pagans worship things. We are no longer pagans. Well, most of us are no longer pagans, you know. So don't think that you have to worship this thing called God. Know that you have to learn to love yourself. Starts with you, inside of you. Okay? So with that, let's do our matter dance.
I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter.
So we've been doing this matter dance for 2 years, maybe. Or more. So many people like it. So many people talk about it. But let's look at that for a moment too. Through the eyes of love. As we say. Or as I say. You're worthy. You're deserving. You're totally lovable. And that you matter. You know you can understand worthy. Right? And you can understand deserving. But what does it mean to be totally lovable? Does your mind say, I have to be totally lovable so somebody can love me? Or does your mind say, I'm totally lovable, I love myself? You see? 10 to 1, most people think, I have to be lovable so somebody else will love me, so that people will invite me to parties and so forth. You see, if I'm lovable, then the outside world will respond. We're not talking about the outside world. We're talking about your lovability to yourself. You see, it's your lovability to yourself. You can do worthy and deserving, but lovable is one of the things that the world will never teach you. And very few teachings will teach you that. They will always stop with worthy and deserving. Worthy and deserving. When they take a psychological profile of people, they put people into 2 different categories. One category is those people feel unworthy. The other category is those people feel undeserving. Well, does it matter? You know, but psychiatrists love to put you into these 2 groups. But they never put you into the lovability thing or the matter thing. Because, see, to them, they don't know that love is the answer. You see. To the outsider, they don't know that love is the answer. So a psychiatrist is not going to tell you that love is the answer if they're going to come up with all kinds of other things, you see. You were traumatized at this age, this happened to you there. Oh, no wonder you saw your mother or your father hit your mother, so that caused this, and this causes that, and this causes that. None of that matters, people. What matters is, do you love yourself? Do you love yourself? You're going to get them through any of the traumas of life if you love yourself. And all that stuff goes on. I'm not denying any of the stuff that goes on. But what I'm asking you to do is look at your life and forgive all that stuff that went on and know that you're still lovable. Doesn't matter if your parents slighted you when you were a child, you are lovable. And you have to be lovable to yourself. You have to start doing that. So your lovability is with you. Once you love yourself, other people love you. Other people will automatically love you because like attracts like. And you people know that. And we all know that. And I know that, and I still fall for it all the time. You see. I work on this idea of love and loving myself morning, noon, and night. And I work on the idea of loving the world just the way it is and not trying to change it in any way. So when I look at television and when I look at the news, which is very rarely, but I do every once in a while on Sundays, like all to look at all the political conversations that are going on to see what that is all about. There's no love in any of those things that they're talking about. There's nothing there. But what we do in a situation like that, that's in their world. It doesn't have to be in your world, you see. You look at those things and you say, oh, that's the way they're thinking. It doesn't have to be the way I am thinking. Because if you start to hate the congressman, you start to hate the politicians, you start to do that. See, now you're hating instead of loving. And you're adding to it. Instead of let them alone, let them go on. I got very upset, and Monk sent me a wonderful thing about all that oil in the Gulf of Mexico. Well, for years I have complained about them drilling oil to begin with. I think it's absolutely horrible that they drill oil or that they take anything from Mother Earth. To me, that oil is the Earth's blood. And we just keep pumping it and pumping it. And that's, you know, the same thing that happens to the world happens in our consciousness, you see. So we're giving away blood all the time. And we're taking blood from Mother Earth. We're sucking Mother Earth dry. That has to affect us in some way. That has to affect us. It's a living planet we're on, and we are connected to that planet. We may call this thing God, Father, but we've always referred to Mother Earth because we know that we came from the Earth. We know, and we, as I say, return to that Earth also. At least these earthly bodies return to that Earth. So we must learn to love that, and we must learn to love the BP oil company and love it enough that it changes its consciousness so that these things don't happen. But if you start to fight it and you start to do other things and you think how horrible they are and how ugly they are and this, that, and the other thing, they will remain so because it's that filter again. Instead of seeing it through the eyes of love, you're seeing it through other eyes, through other filters, you see. Very hard one to grasp sometimes because those people are not very nice. And we say those people are not very nice. But what do we have to know about those people? Are they not God also? You see, everything is God. Everything. The oil spill is God. The oil is God. Everything is God. So you have to start seeing it in that fashion. and then it will start to change. So you have to send love to the presidents. You have to send love to all the leaders of the world and hold them in that love so that they actually start to feel that love and they start to change their consciousness. And they start to change their consciousness. It's done with mind. It's always going to be done with mind. And it doesn't take a lot of people to be able to do this. Now, who was the one that we know in our generation that was capable of changing the minds of the world? Gandhi. Gandhi was able to change the face of the world and the consciousness of the world by using his mind. See? He saw through the eyes of love, and he held India and all the people in love. And what was the answer? The answer was love. And the British, we call it non-resistance. He used the technique of non-resistance. The English packed up and left. So that goes right back to the idea, if you want to destroy your enemy, learn to love them. Because love will destroy anything unlike itself. Remember, love brings up anything unlike itself. So he was able to do that, and we think, oh, he was the only person. No. We can all learn to do that. And we do that in our own small, subtle ways. We do that. I told you of the story about one of my nephews. He was having a hard time, and his parents, what are we going to do with him? What are we going to do? He was in, you know, a lot of trouble. He was a juvenile. He was in court and this, that, and the other thing. Never did go to jail, I don't believe. And his parents said, what can we do about it, Dallas? And I said, you just have to see him through the eyes of love and hold him in love, and he will learn and he will change. Very successful person today. Very successful person today. If they were to beat on him and berated him and told him how bad he was all the time and all, he would be that today. They held him and saw him through the eyes of love. So that's what we want to do with the world, and that's what we want to do with everybody else. Now, last week also I told you about this idea of presently, and using that word presently, which means presently that is what's happening. But that does not mean that in the next moment it cannot change. But we think as soon as we see something and we learn facts galore, and we immediately assume that those facts are true, and then we start to live from those facts. How many facts do you know since you were a child have changed? Things that you learned that were an absolute fact are no longer a fact, are they? So facts are always going to change. So presently, that's a fact. Presently, that's a fact. What comes into my mind that we learned as children? We learned that the nucleus of the cell was the brain of the cell. Does everyone remember learning that? That the nucleus of the cell is the brain of the cell. And we took that fact. It was a fact presently. And we kept it for over 50 years. The nucleus is not the brain of the cell. They proved that. It's not. It's the membrane. It's the membrane that is the brain. Because you can remove this nucleus in the cell, keeps right on doing what it's supposed to be doing. Very good thing to remember, people. So that's a fact that was present, and we kept it for 50 years. Now it's no longer, so we have to change our thinking. But we get these facts into our minds, and then we never change them. You see, we start to live by facts. You have to live by the truth. What is the truth? Remember, with abundance and prosperity, the truth is that money is always freely circulating in your life, and you always have a divine surplus. The fact may be that the stock market and the economy in your checkbook are not reflecting that at the present moment. but they are facts presently. See? So always go to the truth. Always try to see the love behind all those things. What is something else that we learned and we were absolutely sure about that, and we lived that fact for the longest time, that genes determine your health, your immune system. They determine, that genes determine things. That's a fact. And now that fact has changed. That is not true. But yet you lived by that. But yet you lived by that. So now they realize that it is your attitude, your belief, your opinions, your viewpoints that control your cells. It has nothing to do with genes whatsoever. You may be predisposed to something, but that does not mean that you cannot change that. Before it meant, oh, everything was predetermined. Excuse me. In religion, many people thought that things were predetermined. That God said this, 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 and this, and you, this, your life was predetermined. It was your destiny to do those things. You have to realize that you are the one that is making up your destiny. You are the one that's making up your destiny. God doesn't have a master plan for you. You must come up with a master plan for yourself. What God does is love you. And what you must do is learn to love yourself. Learn to love yourself enough to know that you are worthy and deserving, and that you're able to receive what you want. You're able to receive what you want. You're always getting opportunities. You're always getting things coming to you, but you do not receive them because you have not opened yourself to receiving them. So open yourself to this thing called love. When I said this thing called love is inside of you, that is absolutely true. But this thing called love is all around you. It is everywhere. You're living, moving, and having your being in this thing called love. So use this wonderful imagination that you have and allow this stuff, pretend it's out here, and know that you are absorbing it all the time the way a sponge absorbs things, till you finally are nothing but love, you see. The more you love yourself, the more you push the rest of the stuff out of you. You see, that's that idea that love casts out anything unlike itself. Love casts out things. So we cast the different beliefs and viewpoints and attitudes, opinions. We cast the ones that we don't want out of us. And we do that with this thing called love. This thing called love. So ask yourself, how am I looking at myself? How am I looking at the world? Do I have my love glasses on? Do I have that love filter in front of me? Or do I have something else in front of me? Well, if you're not seeing or getting what you want out of life, sit down and learn to love yourself and learn to see love all around you, and your whole thing will change. The whole thing will change. It's done with this thing called love. And like everything else, it is inside of you. Life is a do-it-yourself project. A do-it-yourself project. So therein we'll answer a question that was brought up at the beginning of the class before we started. Bob over here wants to help people. You see. But you have to help yourself. Otherwise, it's going to be the blind leading the blind, and we're going to fall down the ditch together. So, by learning to love yourself, by learning to love the other person, that's how you help the person. And you start to see the person not as the person with the addiction, but the person without the addiction, you see. Instead of saying, I'm this, this, this. The two most powerful words are, I am. The two most powerful words are I am. I am sick. I am healthy. I am rich. I am poor. You're the one that's telling yourself that. So, but what are you putting with I am? See, I am love. I am light. You see, I am part of the universe itself. I participate in the universe. You see, you're not on the sides looking in. You're absolutely participating with the universe itself. So our earlier little thing of stating, I am mindful. We must remain mindful of what is going on inside of our thinking. And we are able to do that by slowing down a moment and by not accepting what the world is telling you all the time. The world wants to keep you confused. It doesn't want you to figure anything out. It would lose its power over you. And for God's sake, if it lost its power over you, it wouldn't be able to sell you anything. That's all the world wants to ever do, is sell you something. See? It's based on that idea. So, the other thing about that selling, what are you selling to yourself all the time? How are you selling yourself to yourself? See? How are you doing that? It's going to be here, inside of you, this thing called love. Fill yourself with love. Learn to like yourself. When the mind comes up with a negation of why you can't do that, you must tell the mind to shut up, to go back to the nothingness from whence it came. We have to learn to control our thinking so that we think the thought that we want to think. Wouldn't it be much better to think that you were absolutely a lovable individual than to think that you weren't? They say all life is a choice and all thinking is a choice. It's up to you. But somebody says, oh, well, I must think that, or I must think of all the alternatives. I must think why. Why do you have to think? So you don't have to think on the negative side of life. You do not have to think on the negative side of life. You live in a field of total possibilities. Pick the possibility that makes you feel good. Pick the possibility that makes you feel lovable instead of picking one that doesn't. It's just merely a choice. It's just merely a choice. You're the one that's picking. If you were in a beautiful garden with lovely flowers, and in that garden were also weeds and so forth, which ones do you want to pick? Well, you want to pick the flowers, don't you? But in your everyday thinking in this garden of your mind, you pick weeds instead of flowers. You see, it's a choice. If you want to pick weeds out of the garden of your mind, pick them and throw them out. Pick them and throw them out. Choice, 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 always. And we're the ones that are doing that. So why are we waiting for somebody else to choose for us all the time or to do things for us? I have no idea. Except I know that you can change that. That you have the power to choose the thought that you want to think. You can choose that thought. And you can learn to think the thought that you want to think. And the thought that you want to think is what? That you are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. And that this thing called love is inside of you. And it is growing right here and right now. Use that wonderful tool called your imagination. See a beautiful thing inside of you. Make it a lotus blossom if you want. For some reason, they always say 1,000-petaled lotus blossom. Well, I love lotuses. And I go to Echo Park when the Lotus Festival. But I never see 1,000 petals on them. But anyway, think of the 1,000-petal lotus inside of you. And it is opening up all the little petals. And all those little petals are love. And you're just going to let that open and open and open and open and open. You see? You have to do that. You have to let that love that's inside of you bloom. Let it come out of you. Instead of holding it or saving or whatever we think that we're doing with it. What are you two up to? Something bloomed in them. One moment. So anyway, love. It's always going to be the answer. And if you put your love glasses on in the morning, you will see all the difference in the world. It's a filter we're looking through. A filter of our mind and what our mind is telling us. So, think of that. I have some cards. I've done this one before and I just love this one. We cannot live the afternoon of life according to the program of life's morning. For what in the morning was true will in the evening become a lie. Now that brings it down to you and to what you learned this morning. You're not the same person. The person that you woke up this morning, you're not that same person. So you cannot live with the things and the thoughts and the attitudes and the beliefs that you had this morning, because they will not be there at the evening. You have to learn to change those thoughts. Change your thinking. Learn to love yourself. Oh, I remember this. Remember, if you want to make progress on the path and ascend to the places you have longed for, the important thing is not to think much, but to love much. And so, to do whatever best awakens you to love. Do whatever best awakens you to love. Do that. With abundance and prosperity, they always say, do what you love and the money will follow. Do what you love and the money will follow. But here again, people focus on the money. Focus on the love and the money will follow. Love yourself. Love what you're doing. You see? Love what you're doing. Okay. We live our lives based on what we believe about our world, ourselves, our capabilities, and our limits. And this one, every man takes the limits of his own vision for the limits of the world. Every man takes the limits of his own vision for the limits of the world. Do that, don't you? And this one. We do not see the world the way it is. We see it the way we are. We see the world the way we are. So, is there love inside of you? Do you have your love glasses on? Are you accepting yourself? Are you loving yourself? This is what we need. And we especially need that in this day and age. Not that I could have probably said that 100 years ago. You see, that's always going to be the same. We talk about love. We say that love makes the world go round. We say that love does this. We know that love heals. We know all these things about love. And then we go out and we don't do anything about it. Or we don't love ourselves. We are only here on this plane of action for the smallest part of time. But while you're here, don't you think we ought to love ourselves? Why do we want to go through this life without loving ourselves? So you have to do that, and we have to do that for ourselves. Don't wait for anybody else to do it for you. Don't wait for those parents to finally love you. Don't wait for that lover to finally love you or that husband to finally love you. Learn to love yourself and learn to see this world through the eyes of love. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.